comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here. I'm here because you have a right to know. I'm here because you matter. This is the first broadcast of the 13th year of the Kevin Smith Show. So this is a brand new broadcast year for us. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty exciting. I want to remind you about the Alternative Universe Eye Conference coming up on next Saturday. Now, ticket sales will close on Friday. I'll try to keep them open as late on Friday as possible, but logistically, we have to close them on Friday. So if you don't have your ticket for this conference, you need to get your ticket. It's $10. I guarantee you, you're going to kick yourself if you miss this conference. And there is a surprise in the mix, all right? So you want to be sure, not quite like Cracker Jacks, something a lot better than that. But you want to be sure and get your tickets. You've got from now, you can do it right now, all the way up till some point on Friday. We'll have to close the ticket sales. So it's $10, and the conference comes directly to you. And the people who have attended the previous conferences have raved about how great the information was and how much they enjoyed it. And I can tell you, others out there are offering to let you watch their conference they're having somewhere else, and they'll charge you, oh, $80, $90, $100 for that. This is not another conference we're having somewhere else and you just get to watch. This is a conference just for you. And it's $10. I believe if I charged $50 for it, we would sell as many tickets. $10. There's not a better value on this planet. It's absolutely way worth more. The K-Files is our free weekly newsletter, and it's free and it's open to anybody that wants to get it. All you have to do is go over to the website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says K-Files, and then subscribe. Now, you'll get an immediate automated email that has a link in it that you have to click to activate your subscription. We do that to protect you from being spammed. So if somebody else puts your email address in there, you will get that automated email that says click this to activate. But if you didn't really subscribe, don't do anything, and that's it. You won't hear from us again. We do that to keep from spamming anybody. So just click that link, and then bingo, you're in. You start receiving the K-Files. It's a good publication. Also, let me remind you that on the website we have, over on the left side, something called KSS News. Now, what that is, those are articles that get written for the K-Files. They don't all make it into the K-Files simply because of space considerations and because of the various other things that have to go into the K-Files. Sometimes we have to cut something out. But those articles make it over there. So check it out, KSS News, all right? All right, we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As I said, this is the first broadcast of our 13th year of broadcasting the Kevin Smith Show. It seems that we start off this 13th year with a little bit of clarification necessary on a couple of things. The first one is really distasteful to me, but it's necessary. Because there's a guy out there trying to make a name for himself in the world of paranormal broadcasting who, like so many of them, believes that the way you do that is you scream and claw and scratch and accuse and do all kinds of things and prove that you are the champion of the truth. That's his method. And the reason that I bring this up is because of the possibility that there's some crossover between some of our audience and perhaps some of his. In other words, people that listen to both of them. So you will, if you are, have read, you will have read some of what he's written. And what he's begun to do is begun to call into question whether there is even such a real thing as the international police, and implying, without so far as far as I know at this point, without using my name, but referring to me so that any crossover will know that you know that I claim that I was at one point an investigator and that I was a police chief, and you know, and I never, he says, he's, after all these years in law enforcement, he's never even heard of such a thing. Well, he's implying that I'm not the real deal. Well, I can assure you I am the real deal, and I can assure you the international police do exist, and I can assure you that some of them have even died in the line of duty overseas. I can also assure you that I have the documentation to prove that I did serve with the international police, with the U.S. contingent of the international police, and that I held various positions, which included police chief, but that was not the highest position that I held. So hear me well, sir. I can document all of it. But I don't think you would like the circumstances in which you would get to see that documentation. Think long and hard before you continue an attack. Facebook. Well, it's obvious that from reading some posts at my Facebook wall. And by the way, if you haven't started following me on Facebook, you may need to go ahead and do that. I'm not even sure I'm going to keep that open. Because it's really become, Facebook has really become a pretty nasty jungle. But there have been some posts on my Facebook wall where it's clear that at least some folks have a complete, total non-understanding of the Kevin Smith Show, a complete non-understanding of how a real talk show works. I mean, there are monologue shows. Now, a monologue show is a show where you've got the on-air personality, and they just go at it hot, hard, and heavy, and they've got a point to prove, and by God, they're going to prove it, and everybody they bring on, they tear down, and so forth. Unless it's somebody saying that, you know, agreeing with the host's agenda. Well, this show doesn't have an agenda. Real talk show does not have an agenda. Yes, those monologue shows talk, but that's not talk shows, because nobody's really talking and you're not really getting anything except the host. The host is talking and you're getting the host's agenda. Well, you don't get that here. A real talk show has guests on who have their point of view, and they say whatever they're going to say. And these people are presented and they are questioned. Now, unfortunately, here in the EWESA, the sheeple have become accustomed to being spectators. But in a real talk show, when the phone lines open, you have the opportunity to question the guest. And if you disagree with the guest, and you have reasons why you disagree, you have the opportunity to present that to the guest. You don't have the opportunity to call in and start saying, I think you're an idiot, and you're a blankety blank this and blankety. No, that's a personal attack. And I realize that here in the USA, it's like living in the nursery, in the playpen now, trying to deal with the way most people think or don't think. But you can call in and you can say, well, you know, you said it's this. I disagree. Here's why I disagree. What do you say about it? So you have the chance to talk with the guest. You have the chance to present what you think. If you do, fine. If you don't do it, tough. You had the chance. That's the way this works. It's not my job to think your thoughts and ask your questions. It's your job to think your thoughts and ask your question. It's my job to bring you the guests and to bring you the information, and then it's up to you to ask your questions and make your points with the guests. That's the way real talk shows work. Now, on Facebook, now that I've said that, I want you to understand, on Facebook, we have there's a conversation where one of our listeners is disagreeing about some stuff, but that's okay. Disagreeing is fine. And I want you to understand, this person did not attack me. And this person did not get nasty about anything. Just presented a case, and I presented my view and my case. But it was clear from the conversation that we needed some clarification about some things. And so one particular topic, okay, and this is a huge topic. Now, I want to tell you why it's a huge topic. It's a huge topic because there is a massive tsunami of perception manipulation operations going on now in the UFO community. And this is not anything new. Perception manipulation within the UFO community is something that has been done since the beginning of interest in UFOs. I have an article about it on the website. If you go to the website, kevinsmithshow.com, and look over on the left, you'll see where it says KSS News, and the very top article is the article about this perception manipulation situation. And you really ought to read it. But I'm going to talk about it some tonight. But the point is that this information that we're going to talk about here tonight does fit within that framework of the perception manipulation operations that are going on. Now, these perception manipulation operations have two fronts, at least two, sometimes three. So you have the paid operatives that go out and just stir up a lot of stink in forums and on Facebook and so forth. This person is not that. Okay, I want to make clear that's not the case with this person. The second front will be people within the UFO community who have a name, don't want to risk looking unreasonable, and what these operatives do is they'll post something that ridicules one idea and makes something else look very reasonable and very rational. And they do that, and then you have this second wave, or second front, of people within the UFO community who have a name. They want to look like they are reasonable, rational. They don't want to look like kooks. And so what do? Well, they drink the Kool-Aid that's put out there by the First Front. They drink the Kool-Aid, they buy the story, and start promoting the story. And then behind that, you have the victims. So you have the paid operatives in the first row, and then next you have the people who drink the Kool-Aid, and then next you have the victims, and that's everybody else who reads A, and they read B, and they go, I don't know which way to go here. But just a little bit of thinking and a little bit of research can pretty much guide you through this. Now, a few nights ago, I did a show called Cosmic Rays. Now, that's rich. Now, the reason I did that show is because of a particular photograph. And this photograph is a photograph that shows what appears to be an object near the sun. It's a photograph taken by the SOHO satellite camera. And it shows what appears to be an object near the sun. Now, until you zoom in on it, it looks like just a little squiggly line. But when you zoom in on it, which we will in just a moment, it looks entirely structured. And there was an article that came out that said, okay, look, folks, that's not a UFO. That is as a result of a cosmic ray striking the CCD chip in the camera. Now, I did a show in which I dealt specifically with cosmic rays striking CCD cameras. And the reason that I did that is because that's what was being claimed. What was being claimed by that article is that this is an anomaly caused by a cosmic ray striking the CCD chip in the camera. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some of the background information for why I said that's not a cosmic ray. There are things that could cause that, but that's not a cosmic ray. And then after I show you this, I'm going to explain and clarify to you why I think it's an object. I never said it's a mothership. I never said it's a spacecraft. I said I don't know what it is, but I think it's a real object that the camera photographed. I have no idea what it is. Now, we had a caller that said it's an ET craft. I think we had several callers that said that. Well, that's the callers. And that's how real talk show works. You can say what you think. And so, but I said, I don't know. I have no idea what that is. But I'm pretty sure what it's not. It's not caused by a cosmic ray. Now, let me share with you why, and then I'm going to show you graphically, specifically, why I came to the conclusion that I came to, because I want you to understand. Now, this article that I'm going to refer to is found at http://snap.lbl.gov/ccdweb/groom.pdf. And what this is an article written by Don Groom of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. So let me ask you before we go any further here. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. It's one of our national labs like Los Alamos National Laboratory. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. So these are pretty smart people. These are people, very smart people. These are people who know what they're talking about. If you have a nuclear physicist at one of these places talking about nuclear physics, you're pretty well assured this person really knows what they're talking about. Well, Dan Groom knows all about these cameras and the software and how it all works and what various things can cause anomalies and what those anomalies look like. So in this paper written by Dan Groom from the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, he says a very interesting thing. Now you can probably, if you're watching our show, you can read, I've got the very part of the very first page up there, and you can read exactly what it says, but I'm going to highlight what it says. It says in the very first line, cosmic ray muons make recognizable straight tracks. Now this paper goes on to give all kinds of scientific evidence. There are charts, there are graphs. It talks about other types of particles that can hit the CCD, and when it hits, what kind of anomaly does that create? But cosmic rays cause recognizable straight tracks when they hit the CCD. Now that is, of course, if they don't do permanent damage to the CCD. Now they're shielded, and so most of the time it's not permanent damage, but if a pretty strong one hits, it could do permanent damage to the CCD. The CCD is the chip that makes it possible to capture an image, okay, an optical image digitally. So, my question with that article was, does the object that we see in this picture from SOHO, match what we would see with a cosmic ray? And I can see without zooming in, it's not a straight line. So, what happens when you do have a proton storm and cosmic rays? Well, this is the picture that's showing on our TV channel now is the one that's showing on my Facebook wall that was posted by our listener. And there you go. All kinds of marks, but look at all those straight marks there. You see all those straight lines? Cosmic ray muons make recognizable straight tracks. We'll be back.
States of America, and you're listening to the Kevin Smith Show, like no other talk radio on earth.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. So we're talking about these cosmic rays, and we're talking about the paper. By the way, I'll give you the link again to that paper. Be prepared to write it down. Those of you who are watching will see it on your screen. It's right at the top of the page when I show you. And you can go read this for yourself. If you're a member of the Kevin Smith Show, go to our Science Talk forum, and you'll see the article, the thread that I posted about this, and you will see I put the link in there where you can just click the link and it'll open this paper for you. And the title of this paper, by the way, folks, the title of this paper is Cosmic Rays and Other Nonsense in Astronomical CCD Imagers, written by Dan Groom, and published by the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. It is a scientific paper, and it's some heavy reading. But I think most of you will be able to read it and at least get the gist of what he is saying, especially since the very first line in his paper says, cosmic ray muons make recognizable straight tracks. And then before we went to break, I was discussing this picture that was posted on my Facebook wall. Well, we can see all kinds of straight tracks in here. And this is a proton storm taken by SOHO satellite, stereoscopic behind camera. We see all kinds of straight tracks in here, straight lines in here. But that's not what we were looking at. We were not looking at straight lines in this other one, and there's not a particularly a proton storm taking place here as there is in that other picture. So the question is that an object? Now, other people may call it motherships. Other people may call it EMVs. Other people may call it alien spacecraft. I don't know what it is. But the point of the show, and that I made over and over and over in the show, is that I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure what it's not. It's not a cosmic ray. And, you know, if you listen to what is actually said, then I said, I think it's an object. I think it's a real object. And the reason is it doesn't fit with the description, the scientific description of what cosmic rays do when they hit a CCD. So what's on our screen now is, first of all, on the left side, we see the SOHO picture. Now, this picture it's all over the internet. People are saying all kinds of things about it. In the upper right-hand corner, I've zoomed in on that thing, anomaly, object, or whatever. In the lower right-hand corner, I've zoomed in on one of the straight tracks in the picture that's posted on my Facebook wall, posted by one of our listeners. Now, I ask you to compare them. They're not even similar. They're not similar because whatever that is that I said I think it's an object, whatever that is not caused by a cosmic ray. That's what the published article said, was that it was probably, you know, that this was consistent with cosmic rays. Well, as we can see, it's not. And as a matter of fact, if we look at the picture that's on my Facebook page, it's blue. The other one is red. This one's blue. It's got a blue filter. But we can see straight lines everywhere, and nowhere in this picture do we see anything at all that looks like the one that I said, I think that's an object. We can see straight lines all over that blue picture because it is cosmic rays. But what we don't see in the blue picture of all those cosmic rays, what we don't see is anything that even closely resembles what we're looking at in this picture that was used for the show, where I dealt with the article that claimed it was cosmic rays that caused it. Doesn't look anything like it. It's not a straight line. It's in sections as well. And it looks very structured. Now, all the way through that show, I said, I don't know what it is. But I'm pretty sure that we can say it's not a cosmic ray. Now, their own definitions of what cosmic rays are, I'm talking about NASA, their own definitions of cosmic rays and what they are, precludes this being a cosmic ray. The article that I've been referring to, written by Dan Groom, precludes this having been caused by a cosmic ray. Now, if you decide that's an EMV, that's an electromagnetic vehicle, okay, that's what you've decided. If you decide that it is an alien spacecraft, okay, that's what you've decided. If you have decided it's somebody's mothership, all right, that's what you've decided. I never said it. I never said that. I said, and I stand by what I said, I do think it's an object and not an artifact caused by a cosmic ray. Now, are there other things that could cause this? Well, as I said in the show, anything is possible, but what's likely? I mean, look, it's possible that Daffy Duck went up there and scribbled this on the lens of the camera. But anything's possible, but what's likely? What's the most likely answer? Well, see, here's the problem. The problem is that we try to be reasonable and rational. You and me and everybody, we try to be reasonable and rational when we talk about these things. But here's the problem we face. The thing that you think is rational, you think is rational because it's already in your repertoire. It's already in your library of experiences and or knowledge. Therefore, you look at something and you say, well, I think it's this. And you select something off of the shelf in your library, off the shelf in your repertoire of previously known data and or experiences. So when something comes along that's not in that repertoire, and you want it to be reasonable and rational, so you start trying, you grab something and you say, well, that's kind of close, so let's just jam it into that. That's irrational. That's completely irrational. It's normal, it's usual, but it's irrational. Now, that problem exists because we don't like to say, I don't know. So we feel compelled that we have to come up with an answer. But folks, the answer, I don't know, is an answer. And it's a perfectly good answer. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. And you've heard me say it many times. And I say again, I don't know what that is. But I'm pretty sure what it's not. It's not a cosmic ray. And I base that on NASA's own information about cosmic rays. Now, they have somebody that's making an official statement saying, well, that's consistent with what we see with cosmic rays. Yeah, I understand that. That's the official statement. But I also see other statements by other scientists scattered throughout NASA and our national laboratories that say cosmic rays leave a straight track. So then, who's telling the truth? Well, all the science behind what happens when a cosmic ray hits a CCD says it leaves a straight track. So then, would I think that Nathan Rich, who made the statement that was used in that article that claimed it was a cosmic ray, do I think he's lying? No. Do I think he's wrong on this one? Yeah, I do. Because it's not a straight line, and it's not consistent with what we see when a cosmic ray hits a CCD. Judge for yourself. If you're watching the show, judge for yourself. There's not even a similarity between that object, and I'm calling it an object. I don't know what it is, but there's not even similarity between that and what we see with a cosmic ray. So whenever I decided that I was going to do that show and talk about the fact that this is not a cosmic ray, and that I thought it was an object, it was based on my having, it's not based on a feeling, it's not based on what I believe. It's based on me having read some stuff about what cosmic rays do when they hit a CCD. It's based on what some heavyweight scientists have written about that. Now, does that prove that it's not a cosmic ray? No, it doesn't prove it. You can't even prove who you are. You can present evidence that suggests who you are, but you can't prove that that's you. There are always objections that can be raised to whatever you bring up to try and prove that you are you. There's always objections that could be brought up. In a court of law, we could have the jury running around chasing their own tail on this and not knowing whether you are you. So there's no real proof of anything in the universe that I know. There's evidence. Now, the evidence here does not suggest a cosmic ray. The evidence here suggests it's something else. So if you read that paper, and let me just give you the link again. Get your pen and paper ready if you're listening instead of watching. Get your pen and paper ready, and here it goes. It is http://snapl.gov/ccdweb/groom.pdf. All right, so if you didn't get that, well, it's in my members area in the forums, and under Science Talk, you'll find the thread there that has the link to it. Okay, so the point, though, is this. I didn't just pull that out of my hat, and I do have a hat, which I prefer to wear, but some people have asked me not to wear it on the show, so I'm giving that a try, and my bald head is shining in the light. But no, I didn't just pull that out of my hat. The reason I said that is not a cosmic ray is because I read what heavyweight science says about cosmic rays specifically when they hit a CCD chip. Okay, so why did I say I think it's an object? I said there are other things that could cause anomalies. Why did I say I think it's an object? I'll tell you when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're talking about this this photograph and why I said what I said about this photograph. And hang on to your horses, because I'm going to tell you some more about what this listener said and what his point was. But as we went to break, I said, why did I say I think it's an object? Well, because when you read the paper that I've referenced, written by Dan Groom of Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, this paper goes on to describe other things that can cause anomalies with CCD chips in cameras. He talks about electrons and mesons and muons and protons and all kinds of tons. And he puts some charts and graphs in there, and he talks about some formulas and so forth. But he shows you when one of these things that's not a cosmic ray hits a CCD camera, he shows you graphically what you can expect to see. He calls some of these formations worms. And we've seen those. We know what those are. We've seen those. Little squiggles look like worms. None of what he talks about here matches what we see in the picture under discussion. The picture that was being talked about in the article that said it's not a UFO, it's cosmic rays. None of what he talks about matches that. And if you read, it's heavyweight, but if you read it all the way to the end, to the conclusions, he says, and then there are mysteries that we can't explain. So this camera obviously produced a photograph that obviously has an anomaly in the photograph. It's on the SOHO satellite. And it obviously doesn't match what a cosmic ray does to a CCD camera. And it doesn't match anything else in that paper. But it is covered under what he said when he said, and then there are mysteries. Just mysteries. Because of what appears to be reflection of light, whenever when we look at this, the light is reflecting off of the backside of this, I'll call it an object. Well, that's where the sun is. The sun is behind it. So we expect the light, if it's a real object, we expect the backside of it to be lighter. And it is. And then, again, it appears to have structure. It's a strange-looking thing. I don't know if that's a mothership. I don't know if that's just some kind of space junk that is gigantic. I don't know, and it would have to be. I don't know if it's alien spacecraft. I don't know if it's an EMV. I don't know. And I've said that over and over and over and over, and people hear and just don't hear. What I am saying is all the evidence appears to point towards this being an object of some kind. I mean, even just looking, just look at the lighting and the way the light hits it. Okay, now we don't have that when we look at the cosmic ray. The cosmic ray, and if you read the paper, you will see that the cosmic ray recorded on a CCD chip trails at both ends and has a maximum thickness at some point there, and it's more luminous in the maximum thickness. So is that a cosmic ray? Well, that match, at least what we're looking at matches a cosmic ray in the picture supplied by our listener. That matches a cosmic ray. But that isn't what we see in the one from the article. In the one from the article, we see it's light on the backside, it's darker on the front side, the sun is behind it, therefore we would expect it to be lighter on the backside. That gives me a clue that this is an object. The fact that it's not a straight line tells me that that's not a cosmic ray. It's not a worm, so it's not an electron. So that's what's behind the comments that I made about that picture, and I stand behind those comments. But it's important, and I wanted to clarify, it's important for you to understand, I don't just pull this stuff out of my hat and just tell you how I feel about it. There's some research behind what I say. And even though I don't sit here and read to you all of the research, and you'll understand why when you read that paper, you'll thank God I didn't read it to you on the air. But you'll understand that there's some real science reasons why that's not a cosmic ray. There's some real science reasons why, and you can observe them yourself, why it appears for all the world to be an object. Because it is illuminated on one side, the side nearest the sun, and not illuminated on the other side. And that's what you expect when you have an object with light hitting it from one side, blocking light getting to the other side. A real object would do that. So that's what's behind that, all right? And now, I told you I was going to tell you one more thing that he wrote and what his real point in this was. Because I don't want anybody jumping on him. And I don't want you jumping on him because all he did was express some disagreement and some skepticism. And that's good. And that's healthy. And there's nothing wrong with that. His real point, if you read the whole thing, his real point was simply that when you get to YouTube, every time something shows up in these pictures around the sun, people on YouTube post these videos and jump to, it's a mothership, it's an alien spacecraft, when a lot of times that's just not the case. And he's exactly right about that. He is 100% correct about that. There are people, if you could pass a gnat in front of that camera on Soho, they would swear it was a mothership. You can't do that, of course, it's out in space. But if you could put a gnat through in front of the camera, there are people that would swear that's a mothership. And it's sad, and it's ridiculous, and it's a reality. People do that. Let me tell you another reality, though, to keep this in mind. I told you this plays into that whole thing about perception manipulation. No matter what that camera photographs, you have a bevy of scientists ready to go that'll swear it's anything except what it is. They'll say it's a cosmic ray. If they could get away with it, they would say it's a Chinese wedding candle. They'll tell you it's anything except what it is. Most of the time, what we see in these photographs is something very, very explainable. But are there mysteries that show up in these camera shots? Well, according to Dan Groom and his scientific paper, you better believe it. According to Dan Groom and his paper published by the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, there are mysteries they can't account for. Is that a scientist? You better believe it is. Go look him up. Now, most of the time, what we see in those photographs can be explained reasonably and rationally. It can be a comet coming in. It can be one of the planets making a transit. It can be, an asteroid. It can be a cosmic ray. It can be an electron that hits the CCD and causes a squiggle, a worm. Lots of these things can be explained. But some can't. Some are mysteries. So saith Dan Groom, and so saith Kevin. I'm going to show you something pretty cool here in just a minute, and then we'll open up the telephone lines, and we'll go BYOT tonight, all right? We'll be back right after this. All right. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And we're talking tonight about just doing some clarification on some of the stuff that I've presented on a previous show. And I think it's this time it's important. And it's important because there are obviously some questions about how solid is my information here. You have to decide how solid you think Dan Broom's information is. Dan Groom. You have to decide how solid you think his information is. He's the one that wrote the paper published by Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratories about, put it up, and again, let me read the title to everybody, Cosmic Rays and Other Nonsense in Astronomical CCD Imagers. That's what the paper's specifically about, okay? It's not just sort of mentioned in there. The whole paper is about that, and it is heavyweight science. So you want to be sure and go to that link I gave you and read it. Now, we needed a little clarification because I want you to understand, I don't just pull this stuff out of my hat. And, you know, this is not like shoot from the hip National Enquirer here. If I tell you something that I've researched, I may not read all the research to you, but if I've researched it and I present it to you, and I present you the basic argument for why I think it is what it is based on having researched it for real. And, as I said, I don't know what that is. I'm pretty sure I can tell you what it's not. And it's not what the official statement said it was. It's one of those mysteries that Groom wrote about. I want to show you something really kind of cool. Just looking around on the internet today, I found this. And I just thought this was cool. Because, we all see videos from the International Space Station that show what appear to be other craft out there. And sometimes, people say, oh, well, no, that's, it's this, it's that. And sometimes, just like this listener who wrote on my Facebook wall, he's right. Sometimes people see a craft where there is no craft. And it has some kind of other natural, normal explanation that is real, that's genuine. Okay? But sometimes those cameras on the International Space Station have captured things that truly are mysterious, truly are mysteries, and some of them really look like UFOs. Now, if you go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and you scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show, and it's called Stuff in Space. Real stuff is out there, and the fiction is in the official statements. That's what this show is about tonight. I've just been talking about something that, as far as I'm concerned, it's real stuff. As far as I'm concerned, that's an object. Everything, all of the evidence points to that being an object and not a cosmic ray. Okay? But this picture that you see on my website, this picture is not from some sci-fi movie, as far as I know. Let me tell you where it's from. The International Space Station in the Destiny Laboratory, we have an astronaut sitting at a computer ostensibly working, and if you look real close at his computer screen, that is what's on his computer screen. That is a zoom in of what is on his computer screen. Now, I have credited the site that I found this on. They have a lot of interesting stuff there. If you're watching the show, you'll see the link down there in the lower right. But, this is an astronaut on board the ISS working at a computer. And, you know, was he playing a computer game that had this on it? I don't know. I doubt that in the Destiny Laboratory. But there you have a zoom of what's on his screen. And what is it? Well, you can see it at my website. Just scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show. And that picture you see is what's on his computer. So was this a craft that was outside of the space station? Well, I don't know. And I suppose because I asked that question, there are going to be people posting things now on the internet saying that I said that's what it is. But for those of you who hear straight and not bent, I asked the question. Is that a craft that was outside of the International Space Station that got caught on their cameras? I don't know. I do know that's what's on his computer screen. And that's pretty cool, isn't it? All right, so let's talk about this whole thing of perception manipulation. It's being done to us all the time. Let's talk about these pictures that I've put up tonight. You may agree, you may disagree. You may think, well, you know, Kevin, you shouldn't even bring that up. Well, oh, come on. Listen, the guy that posted that knows that I was going to talk about this tonight. And he said he would be listening, and I hope he is. I hope he's watching so he could see the examples I put up. He's not shy about it. Why should you be shy about it? He stated what I think was an exactly correct point, which is there are so many people, you go to YouTube and you see all these videos and people, everything that passes in front of the camera, that's a UFO, that's Nibiru, that's a mothership, it's, you know, doesn't matter what it is, that's what they'll say about it. I understand that. That's absolutely true, they do. But when one of these mysteries passes in front of the lens, you have scientists jumping up, either from NASA or from associated organizations, and they'll tell you it's all kinds of stuff. And, you know, in this case, we heard that it was a cosmic ray. I checked it. I checked to see if a cosmic ray could do that. And the answer is something, nope. Okay, so what do you think about all of this? What's your opinion of this? Is that an object, or do you still have doubts about whether it's an object? It's okay if you do. Is it a cosmic ray? If it is, I want you to explain to me how a cosmic ray that makes straight lines, according to the expert on it, it makes straight tracks. I want you to explain how a cosmic ray did that. And maybe you know, and if you do, I want to hear you. But the telephone line is open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Now, if you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, you can call that number, and it'll work anywhere in the world. But we know it can be expensive to make an international long-distance call. And so what I've done is I've given you another option, an additional option, and that option is that you can go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down and you see the picture about tonight's show, and right above that picture is a link that says Flash Message. Now let me tell you, if you're going to send a flash message, send it. I got one the other night, and I felt really bad about it because it's somebody that sends us flash messages every once in a while, Leonardo. But it didn't come in until we were in the last minute of the show. That's when it hit my computer, and we didn't have time to read it or deal with it. So if you're going to send a flash message, go ahead and get it off and get it on its way to me, okay? Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Real quick question for you.
All right.
Do you know what my three favorite words are?
No.
I mean, you almost got it. I don't know.
Well, I use it a lot. Part of discovering, so that we don't have to say I don't know. The part of the process is you have to say it when you don't know, because otherwise you will stop looking for the answer.
That's right. As soon as you're convinced you're right.
Yeah.
You stop thinking.
Yeah. So I don't know what this thing is. I just know, at least to my satisfaction, based on the scientific paper I read, and statements made by NASA on their site about cosmic rays, based on those, I know it's not a cosmic ray.
Yeah, but I agree completely.
You know, what do you think? You think it's an object?
I look at that, and I agree with your analysis on the light coming from being reflected on the backside, but I also look at it this way. It looks to have structure, and it's got a definite beginning and a definite end. It looks isolated in space, so I'll tend towards a structure. I don't know what kind or what it's made of or what it is, but I'll lean that way. But other than that, I won't say what it is.
Okay, and so do you agree with this listener that wrote on Facebook when he says that, his point is that there are people that you go to YouTube and it's just loaded with people that no matter what passes in front of the camera, they jump to, it's a UFO, it's a mothership, it's, you know. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with him, yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a story of back around 1700s, 1800s, something like that, some ships showed up off an island, but the natives had never seen anything like it, so they couldn't see those ships?
I've heard that. I don't know where that was, but I am familiar with the story.
So their frame of reference didn't include sailing ships, so they couldn't see them. They wouldn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, don't jump to conclusions. If you don't know what it is, admit it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with saying I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you're standing at the altar, you know, and the preacher says, do you? And you say, I don't know.
I say yes.
Yeah, you got a problem at that point.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Brent, thanks for the call.
Yep, okay, bye.
All right, bye. 623-444-5889. What I've done here this evening is I've tried to sort of, you know, open up some of the research more and let you see what goes behind me saying what I say about stuff, and particularly about this one. What do you think about it? Maybe you think it is a cosmic ray, or maybe you think it's a mothership. I don't know. Whatever you think it is, let's hear from you. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. One thing that bothers me is I don't know is a catch-all phrase. I understand that you're saying about those people who don't know, but they're saying that it's a spaceship or something, and everything's a spaceship or something. The opposite of that is it's an I don't know.
Well, the opposite is when they give you fake information. You know, I don't know is in there in the middle. The opposite extreme, when somebody jumps out and says, oh, that's a mothership. Okay, upon what evidence are they basing that statement? Well, usually they can't tell you the evidence. It's their belief that it is a mothership. Okay, on the other end of the spectrum is where some scientist jumps up and says, oh, well, that was a fiber on the lens. A fiber on the lens out in space? Come on. But we've seen that excuse used. Okay. And then, you know, saying it's a cosmic ray, well, most people would say, oh, okay. But if you go do research on cosmic rays, and specifically, what do they do when they hit a CCD? Well, then that's not a cosmic ray. So in the middle is, I don't know. I don't. It's one of those mysteries. It's not a cosmic ray. It's not a fiber on the lens. What is it? I don't know. It's one of those mysteries that Groom talks about in his paper.
Well, you know, that's exactly right. Even Dan Bloom said that it, you know, he explained that as being a cosmic ray, which obviously it's not. But his final statement was, there are mysteries out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what else I found interesting is on that, you showed that space shuttle monitor, and it had a picture of, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you remember back in when Roswell happened and they did the interview, they had the news photo. I think it was General Ramsey, but I'm not sure. He was bent over and he pointing to something, and he had a copy of a piece of paper. And then now modern technology was able to make out what was on that paper.
Right.
It was I found that interesting because this could be like the same type of thing.
Yeah, the telegram that he was holding in his hand, modern technology is now able to read it. And, of course, it was not readable until we had modern software and computers and so forth. And it talks about a crash, and it talks about victims and so forth. And, yeah, and again, is that telegram referring to the crash at Roswell? Maybe. Maybe not.
Also, when you first started the show, you were talking about an individual who questioned your credentials, and I don't know, I don't know what show that is or anything, but I was under the impression that if you're a public figure, it's kind of hard to prove libel against somebody.
Well, it is. On the other hand, if I have the credentials that say A, and he goes out and declares B, and says A is not true, well, then at that point, I have a provable case because I have the documents.
Oh, I never doubted that you had the documents, but on my end, it's a belief, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting back to that belief stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have shown here pictures of me serving overseas. You have seen video of me getting off the helicopter in uniform and walking across a field. So whether I was international police or not, well, you know, we've seen, you know, I've shown visually. Now, whether I was a police chief or even higher, which I was, that's in the documents.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always like when you talk about your days over there and what you went through.
Well, I'm glad you do. Those were good days. Tough days, but they were good days. And, of course,
cold days, too, huh?
Well, when I was in Kosovo, it was cold. Now, when I was in East Timor, it would not get below 100 degrees at nighttime. And, it was hot. It was hot all the time, except during monsoon season. And monsoon season, it would cool down at nighttime because it had rained all day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it was raining all night. There was one stretch there where we had constant rain for 12 days. And it was a downpour for 12 days. And I have videos of the aftermath of that, too. The roads were gone. We were cut off. There was no way for us to go anywhere. All the roads were, it's not that they were flooded, they were gone.
Is that still the climate where your house is right now?
No, where my house is now, it is tropical. It is warm most of the year, but there is a cooler season. But where I served in East Timor, now there are places up in the mountains in East Timor where it'll get cold at night. You need a blanket. But that's up at the top of the mountains. But where I served in East Timor, there was not a cold season. There was not a cool season.
Also, I just wanted to mention, Kevin, that whenever you showed that picture from your Facebook, the solid blue picture,
yeah,
I would lose your audio on the computer every time you showed it.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's happened to others or not, but, you know, that's radio.
Well, then, that's odd. So, okay, let's try it now. Let's see what happens now. I'll show it. Okay, are you seeing and hearing at the same time? Is the picture up there, and you can hear?
I'm listening on the phone, so I can't really. I got my volume turned down.
Okay, well, that's one of those anomalies. That's one of those mysteries we were talking about.
That's one of those I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I thank you for the call. I'm going to move along. We have some others trying to get in.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thanks for the call. What about you? 623-444-5889. And, hey, I did not know that when I showed the blue picture that there was no audio. I do understand how it can happen, but I was not aware of that. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Mike from Kentucky, Kevin.
Hey, Mike.
By way of Georgia, yeah. So anyway, when you just replayed that, I could hear you quite well. You didn't get out at all.
Okay, good. But you're cutting out a lot. We can barely make out what you're saying.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I said when you were talking to Jerome there and showing that, and you were showing to see if the volume went down, it did not.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear you just fine.
But earlier it did, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
Okay.
But on this thing that there's alleged to be some type of a UFO on that spaceship, or it's a shuttle or whatever it was, I think that's just a scene that was taken probably from a science fiction movie.
It was a scene taken from where?
Probably a science fiction movie.
No. This is definitely from the SOHO satellite. I got this picture.
No, not that one. Not that picture. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that you have up there.
Oh, when they're on the ISS?
Yeah.
Yeah, he may be watching a science fiction movie or something there. I don't know, but that is what's on his screen.
Exactly, but I think I have seen that particular picture before.
All right, stand by. We have to take a break, and we'll be back. Mike will come right back to you. We'll be back for you.
Brian from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. When a topic in history or science or the paranormal is too outré or controversial for conventional media, where can we go for information? To the Kevin Smith Show, of course. I'm a big fan.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me is Mike from Kentucky. And Mike, I had to cut you off in mid-sentence there because the break took over, and so I didn't hear what you started to say.
Okay. First, though, let me say hi to Brian in Burnaby. I know Brian, and he's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
He listened to your show, and he does credit for you there. Yeah, this almost looks like something in my memory, which there was a movie came out in the last 4 or 5 years called When Mars Attacks.
Okay.
And this almost looks like a scene that came from that movie where the Martian spacecraft were coming to Earth.
Well, and, you know, it might be. It could be he was watching, you know, maybe he had some free time and was just had a disc in there watching a movie.
Exactly.
Or he might have been on Netflix, you know.
Because I know they probably do watch movies and entertain themselves in their free time up there.
You'd have to. You'd go crazy if you couldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, on that other thing on the Soho, I definitely don't think that's what was posted on Facebook. You know, right now I don't have it in front of me, but it's not a flare or some kind of a thing or a thread or anything. This looks like some kind of a structured object. But what it is, I can't say. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even want to say.
Well, if it didn't have the lighting the way it does, I would not say, I would not be saying, I think it's an object. I think it's an object because of two things. I think it's an object because it doesn't match the scientific descriptions of what happens when a cosmic ray hits a CCD, and it does have lighting on the backside of it, which is toward the sun, and no lighting on the front side, which is what you would have if you had an actual object interrupting the light. And so, you know, the two of those together make me say, I don't know what it is, but I think it's an object.
Well, you remember a few years ago there was this movie that showed all of these anomalies in deep space.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these anomalies would actually morph from one object to another.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be what you're looking at there, and this could be where one of these objects was taken.
Well, it could be. You know, I'm going to stick with what I said during the show and what I have said all during this show, and that is I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But, and neither do I.
But based on the scientific information about cosmic rays, I think I can say that's not caused by a cosmic ray. And based on the lighting, if it's not caused by a cosmic ray, and then we have this lighting effect, that appears to me to be an object. But other than that, I don't know.
You know, it seems to me sometimes it's better to say nothing than to make some kind of a statement which may come back to bite you in the back at some point. And NASA seems to be very good at making statements which often come back to bite them.
Well, they do, but, you know, so does the public. And, you know, that was the point of what was written by our listener on Facebook, is that the public is saying some stuff that is foolishness, too.
Well, you know, the public likes to be entertained, and if they can't find anything actually going on and they have the tools to do it with, they'll make their own entertainment and share it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Mike, thanks for the call.
Okay, good.
All right, bye. 623-444-5889, and I have a flash message now from Tansy in the UK. Is Tansy male or female? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just don't know. Is that name male or female? Anyway, Tansy says, how can you not say it's a mothership? It's obvious, isn't it? Tansy, to me, it's no more obvious that it's a mothership than to say it's obvious that it's an orange peel. I don't know what it is. I think it's an object, but I don't know what it is. So to me, no, it's not obvious that it's a mothership. I don't know what it is. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, this is Ryan here in Washington. How are we doing?
I'm doing well, Ryan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. It's been a while since I called. I've been working a lot, so I'm still listening, but I haven't called in as much. But just wanted to say happy 12th anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of in a quagmire, I think, with the Sun UFO stuff. Because I really don't know that we're ever really going to get to the bottom of a lot of this stuff, because it's very hard to determine. I mean, the sun's so far away, and there's so many things going on. Now, as far as the object that you showed tonight, you know, I didn't even know what a cosmic ray was until just a couple of days ago when I read an article. But if cosmic rays are mostly flat, then I guess the image you showed is probably not a cosmic ray. It must be something else. What it is, I have no idea.
Well,
I don't
know
if any of us have any idea what it is.
Do you mind if I reveal you to the audience?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Fine.
Ryan is the person who wrote me on Facebook that I've been talking about here this evening. And, Ryan, you are exactly 100% correct that you go over to YouTube, and not just YouTube, you go to a whole bunch of the UFO sites, and everything that blinks is a UFO. And
it's really turned into a sensation. It's really, the internet is it's really turned into a huge story on the internet. It's very popular. There's people that spend literally 24 hours a day watching the solo camera. I think we're all kind of stuck in a quagmire here. It's a mess, in my opinion, because there's so many different opinions and theories of what it could be, what it isn't. Then you have the official explanation, and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's probably not right. I have a lot of respect for I got to tell you, the scientists are a hell of a lot smarter than I am. You're a hell of a lot smarter than I am.
Well,
I really
didn't
even know what a cosmic ray was until just a couple of days ago. But
if you get hit by one, you'll know. So look, here's the thing though about being in a quagmire. Really, as long as we maintain control over our own right to say, I don't know, and as long as we're comfortable with that, then the search can go on for answers, and we can dismiss the junk. Now, if after we dismiss the junk, either from the public or from the official statements, if after we dismiss it, we still don't know, that's okay. We just say, I don't know, and we keep looking for the answers. Now, after we bat down enough of the official statements, and if we're careful to also bat down the nonsensical stuff coming, like, from YouTube and other places, and you look at it and you say, no, that can't be right, okay? We get enough of that batted down, we are miles closer to the answer. We may still have to say, I don't know, for a while, but we are miles closer to the answer. The quagmire happens if we buy into and start believing, if we drink the Kool-Aid from the public or we drink the Kool-Aid from the official statements. If you drink the Kool-Aid, you're stuck in the quagmire.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, at the very beginning, when this whole internet sensation started with the solo images, at first I thought, well, that could be maybe a flat line or whatever is a spaceship, and then I learned otherwise, that maybe it's not, and I got disappointed. So I've been used to being proven wrong all these. Now, the one that you showed is not flat, so I don't think it's a cosmic ray, but what it is, of course, we have no idea. But like you said, there are literally hundreds and thousands of images, videos, blogs, YouTube channels. It is absolutely taken over the internet. I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're in a quagmire trying to sort all this stuff out.
Well, a lot of people are.
That's why I like listening to your show, because you do a good job of sorting that out, and I respect you for that.
Well, I appreciate it, Ryan. You know, a lot of people are in a quagmire, and that is because they're buying into a belief on one side of the fence or a belief on the other. And none of this stuff requires belief, folks. It is what it is. I may not know what it is, but if I can determine what it's not, I'm closer to finding out what it is. See, I know that's not an orange peel.
I know I don't want to get hit by a cosmic ray.
That's You're right about that. You're right about that. It'd mess up your DNA.
Some of the stuff that happens in this field, I wouldn't be surprised if we got zapped by one. But I'm just letting you know that I'm still listening. I've just been working a lot. I actually missed the show when you discussed that, so I was... basically, you know this, and probably most of the listeners know this, if you get into an argument with some... there's people on the internet, not you, not any of the people here, but there's people on the internet that will argue with you no matter what, and you can really get bogged down in that.
Yeah, it's internet insanity.
I'm talking about people on YouTube and people on other places. I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
It's everybody's got an opinion, and...
Well, they do.
So anyway.
Some people have their own opinion, and some people don't. Some people are wearing someone else's underwear. They're letting someone else think for them.
Well, hey, Kevin, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Since you said it was kind of BYOT, and then I'll free open the line.
All right.
I just wanted to thank you for clarifying that tonight, first of all, with that.
Okay.
It brings in a light better, but the question I had was, is there any updates on John Edmonds, your former producer?
No, I don't have any. No, I don't. I have no further information.
So do you think somebody got to him or scared them? Or?
Well, anything,
that was,
I suppose.
That was a pretty bombshell story.
Look, anything I would... you've heard me say this. Anything is possible. But... you know, John Edmonds is about 6'3", about 300 pounds, full tilt boogie. I don't think John is easily intimidated, so I would doubt that anybody has gotten to him and intimidated him. I just don't have any further updates.
All right, Kevin. Just thought I'd chime in a little bit.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right. Good to hear from Ryan. He's the one that wrote the stuff on Facebook that I've been referring to tonight. And I'd like to hear from you. 623-444-5889. We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and what do you think about all these things we've been talking about here this evening? 623-444-5889. If you're outside of the USA or you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message, and like I say, don't wait until close to the end of the show. We're already pretty close. Don't wait till close to the end to send me a flash message, because it could get delayed. You're somewhere else in the world. It's got to go through all kinds of servers to get here. It could get delayed until it's too late for me to read it on the air. Okay? So go ahead and send it if you're going to send it. The point of what we've looked at here tonight is to hopefully to kind of... I'm not trying to get you to believe that this picture from Soho is showing an object. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, because it doesn't require belief. But to try and clarify and show you why I said that's what I think it is, and I don't know what kind of object. I'm not saying it's a mothership, an alien spacecraft, an EMV. I'm not saying it's any of that stuff. I'm saying I don't know what it is, but I think it's an object. Now, here's why. And to help you see, the purpose has been to help you see that, you know, when I make a statement like that, it's not just something I just pull out of my hat. I don't just pull it out of thin air and say, oh, well, that's what it is. There are reasons why, if I say I think it's this, there are reasons why I think it's that. And I apparently did not sufficiently clarify that in the first broadcast that I did where we talked about this photograph. Now, Tansy asked a question, two questions, that I think are important because there are people on that side of the fence. The question is, how can you not say it's a mothership? It's obvious, isn't it? Not to me. I've never seen a mothership been able to identify that, okay, that's a mothership. I don't know what a mothership looks like. I don't have any frame of reference for that, to say that's a mothership. I had one person that wrote to me and said, well, I think you could agree at least that it's some type of craft. I can tell you it appears to be. I don't know that that's what it is. It appears to be an object. But what object? I don't know. And if I don't know, then it's not obvious to me that it's no more obvious to me that it's a mothership than to say, isn't it obvious that it's a wild turkey? Isn't it obvious that it's a isn't it obvious that it's a horse and buggy? Well, actually, that's not accurate, because I know what a wild turkey is and I know what a horse and buggy is. But no, it's not obvious. It is obvious to me that it is an object. Now, what do you think? Do you think that's an object? Do you think that is an artifact of the camera somehow? You know, it's okay for you to have a thought different than mine. That's not illegal, you know. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Not illegal. Caller, you're live from your first name.
Well, we can barely hear you, and it's breaking up really bad. Try it again. Tell me your first name. Caller, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to ask you to call us back because that connection's so bad. Could you understand? I couldn't understand. It was very garbled and broken up. But give us a call back, and I'll be happy to take your call. 623-444-5889. I think we can safely make statements like it looks like an object. I think we can safely make statements like that does not appear to be a cosmic ray. Beyond that, I don't know anybody that's really qualified to tell us what it is. Let's try this. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
My name is Tony. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah, Tommy. Go ahead, Tommy. You're live on the air.
I think you're right about...
You're live on the air.
Tommy, turn your radio down, Tommy. Yeah, turn your radio down because we're getting that loop back.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
I think you're right about not labeling it and a mothercraft or whatever. And because once you do that, then you can, then they can say, well, you're it's not that. It gives you kind of a, puts you kind of in a crosshair or something.
Well, it does, and look, Tommy. You know, I don't mind being in crosshairs. If I thought that was a mothership, I would say so. And I don't care if I'm in the crosshairs. But the point is, I have how could I know it's a mothership if I've never seen one, never touched one, never been on one? I don't know what a mothership looks like. I don't know. And so I don't know what this is, but I do think, based on the two pieces of evidence that I presented, I do think it's an object that got photographed. What kind of object, I don't know.
Right. I think anybody who cares to look at the evidence, there's more than enough evidence to support that there's stuff flying around out there, interacting with the sun and us, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree with you. Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff out there in space. But the fiction comes with statements that are made about it. Official statements a lot of times are fiction, but statements about the public are fiction a lot of times. I think a lot of times the official statements, they really know what it is, but they're giving us a smokescreen. And I think in this case, they gave us a smokescreen because it doesn't fit with what they describe cosmic rays doing to a CCD. It doesn't fit that. So, and it's got the reflection of the sun on it, whatever that is. Whatever it is, it's got the reflection of the sun on it, so I think it's a real object. But what kind of object? I don't know.
I think it's entirely possible, and it's probable.
Well, here's a possibility. Think of this. Everybody talks about how we have a secret space program. What if that's one of our secret space stations? Tommy, I wish we had more time, but we don't. The end of the show is upon us. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. All right, folks, we're out of time. I just noticed that. We are out of time. Did you consider? It might be a secret space station. Might be ours. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.